Welcome to Calm Kids, calming stories for kids by kids. Are you ready to hear a story? Great! Your storyteller is Lucy, and today we are telling a story called Toyland from the Sophie's Adventure series. Thank you so much to everyone who has been faithfully listening too. Get comfy and enjoy the story!
Half term had been over for some time, and Sophie was getting bored. Every single day she went to school, same thing. She couldn't wait for Christmas, but it was still ages away. So of course, like a little girl who possessed a magic lock and a key, she went up into a land. She put the little key into the lock and zip, 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 flew up into the clouds. She landed in a small town, very colorful houses, painted all colors of the rainbow. Red, blue, green, yellow, orange, purple. They were very small and cute, like gingerbread houses. It was a sunny, open blue sky. However, there was one thing about this town that was slightly different to a normal town. Instead of having normal people walk around, there were toys of all shapes and sizes, walking, talking, singing, laughing, going about their normal lives. Sophie saw lots of little Lego people walking around, Barbie dolls, Playmobil, teddy bear, toy soldiers, and every kind of toy you can imagine. She spots a friendly-looking teddy bear. "Excuse me, Teddy, could you please tell me where I am?"
"Well, you're in Toyland. Where else would you be?"
said the teddy bear. "Oh, thank you, sir." She walks away, smiling. She strolled up and down the streets for some time, happy just to be there, smiling at all the toys, and the toys smiling at her. But then she noticed something. She looked down at her right hand, and there was a yellow sea pointing outwards. It was a Lego hand. All her fingers had melted into one hook. "Oh no," she thought. "My hand. It's a Lego person hand." She checked the rest of her body, but it was all fine. It was only her right hand. "Oh no. I don't want to stay a Lego person my whole life. I have to find out a way to fix this." But before she could figure anything else, she hears a sad little moan coming from somewhere across the street.
"Aww."
She looked over and saw a teddy bear. Another one, smaller, with lighter brown fluff, and two little half-moon ears, and a pink little nose. However, he only had one black button eye and a string dangling from where the other must be. "Oh no," she said to him, running across the street. "What happened?"
"I lost my button," said the bear to Sophie.
"Oh dear," said Sophie. "Can I help you look for it?"
"Sure, I'd love that. By the way, my name's Evan."
"Well, nice to meet you, Evan," said Sophie. "Let's see.
I had it in the bakery."
"All right, let's go." So, Sophie and her new friend Evan walked down the street to the little bakery that was painted a happy bright pink and was labeled Betty Barbie's Bakery. They walked through the bright green door, and a little bell rang.
"Hello, Betty. I seem to have lost my button. Do you know where I could find it?"
"Oh, sure, Evan. I haven't seen it, but feel free to have a look around." "Oh, hello, Evan's friend." "Hi, I'm Sophie." "Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, Sophie. I'm Betty the Barbie." So, Sophie and Evan looked all around the bakery for his small black button. but they couldn't find it anywhere. It wasn't on the floor. It wasn't under the counter. It wasn't on the tables. It wasn't anywhere.
Oh, that's a shame, said Betty. You haven't found your button yet?
Well, maybe this will make it better. And she handed Evan and Sophie one of her famous blueberry boptits. If you're wondering, a boptit is a little cake covered with blueberries all over the top. Of course, these are only found in Toyland.
Oh, geez. Thanks, Betty. I love your boptits.
I can't say I've had a boptit before, said Sophie. Ooh, it looks delicious. But then, before Sophie could take a bite, she noticed something. One of the blueberries covering the boptit was hard and black and flat.
Oh, Evan! I found your button!
Where? Was it on the floor?
Oh, no! Betty must have cooked it into her blueberry boptit. Look, it's right here. And with that, she picked up the button off of the blueberry boptit.
Well, could you imagine that? That's great, Sophie.
Glad I could help. And then, as Sophie was walking out of Betty Barbie's bakery, she noticed her right hand had gone back to normal.
Oh, yay, she said. Now I'll be able to go back.
But then she noticed something else. Both of her feet had turned into toy soldier feet.
Oh, no, said Sophie. Not again.
Well, at least this time I know how to fix it. I have to help a toy.
Sprinkles, oh Sprinkles, where are you?
That sounds like a toy that needs help, said Sophie. Let me see. And she looked not a couple houses away and saw a Barbie with long brown hair and a blue dress on.
Oh, Sprinkles, where could you be? My little Sprinkles. Will you help me find him?
Of course, said Sophie. And so she set off with Leah, her new Barbie friend, to find Sprinkles, the dog. She walked up and down the street, shouting, Sprinkles! Oh, Sprinkles! And that's when Sophie had an idea. Leah, she said, what is Sprinkles' favorite food?
Well, it must be Betty Barbie's famous boptits.
No way, said Sophie. I have one that I didn't finish from earlier. And from out of her pocket, she pulled a charming little pink and white striped pastry bag with a half-eaten blueberry boptit inside.
Perfect,
said Leah.
Now we'll find Sprinkles for sure.
And suddenly, a small dog came bounding down the street.
Sprinkles! Oh, how I've missed you! Don't ever get lost again, said Leah. Oh, thank you ever so much, Sophie.
No problem, Leah. I'm happy to help. And with that, Sophie looked down, and her left foot had gone back to normal. But her right foot was still a toy soldier's. She thought. I have to help somebody else so I can go back home. All these toys have so many problems. I must find some other toy to help if I ever want to go back. And with that, she heard a whoa, whoa, whoa. She looked across the street, and there a Playmobil had fallen off his ladder and onto his back on the floor. Luckily, it was all grass.
Oh, I've lost my hat.
Oh, I'll help you.
Who are you? I'm Julian. Will you help me find my hat?
Of course. What does it look like?
Well, it's a yellow builder's hat. It must have rolled off somewhere.
Ah, I see. Well, If you fell from there, it must have rolled. And that's when she noticed it. Her right hand had turned into a Barbie's hand. Oh, rats, said Sophie. Now I have a toy soldier foot and a Barbie hand.
Well, it can't have gone far.
You're right, Jillian, you're right. And with that, they walked together around the yellow house and saw it, right there, with Leah and her dog, Sprinkles. Oh, hello again, Leah.
Hello.
I see Sprinkles is sniffing my friend Julian's hat, but he really needs him back. Is that all right?
Sorry about Sprinkles. Here you go.
Thanks. And she ran back to Julian with a yellow builder's hat.
Oh, thank you so much, Sophie.
And then she looked down, and her toy soldier foot had gone back to normal. She only had one body part left, her Barbie hand. Oh, come on, I need to help one last person, said Sophie.
Beep, bop, boop.
Sophie looked to her right and saw a toy robot struggling to walk down the street. Hi, I'm Sophie.
I've lost my lights,
said the robot to Sophie. I can tell. None of your buttons are lighting up. That's so sad. We need to help you. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Harper.
Well, hello there, Harper. I'm Sophie. Let's find those lights. Well, wait a minute. Now that I come to think of it, how does a robot get her lights back? And then she thought about it and remembered her science teacher saying, if something ever runs out of lights, it probably needs to either be turned on and back off again or to be recharged. Said Sophie, telling Harper this knowledge. Let's try turning you off and then back on again.
Okay,
said Harper. And with that, Sophie clicked the big red switch on the back of Harper. Harper powered down. A few seconds later, Sophie flicked the switch again.
They still don't work,
said Harper. Said Sophie. That must mean you need a recharge. Here, let me help you down the street. I see a charging station right there. And with that, they walked down the street rather slowly because Harper had clearly run out of battery. And finally, they managed to plug her in. Robot charging. Perfect, Harper. That must mean you're getting better. And just as she said that, Harper's lights powered back on.
Thank you, Sophie.
No problem. Anytime. And she held her right hand in front of her face. I'm all better. Yes, said Sophie. I can go home now. I've loved it here. But before I leave, I must get another one of Betty Barbie's blueberry boptits. And with her stomach full of Betty Barbie's blueberry boptits, Sophie put the little key into the lock and zip, zip, zip. Thank you for listening to Calm Kids Podcasts.